With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump delivering an address to the nation Wednesday evening, saying that his administration has made a lot of improvements in the last 11 months, including addressing inflation brought on by huge government spending under the previous occupants of the White House.
I am bringing those high prices down and bringing them down very fast. Let's look at the facts. Under the Biden administration, car prices rose 22% and in many states, 30% or more. Gasoline rose 30 to 50%. Hotel rates rose 37%. Airfares rose 31%. Now under our leadership, they are all coming down and coming down fast.
Somber moments, though, earlier in the day Wednesday as President Trump paid his respects during the return of three Americans who were killed last week in Syria. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president stood on the tarmac at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware for the dignified transfer of two Iowa National Guard members and a U.S. civilian interpreter. The commander-in-chief was joined by his Pentagon chief and other dignitaries for the solemn ritual. The president met privately with grieving families before the transfer cases, draped with the American flag that hold the soldiers' remains, were carried off the C-17 military aircraft. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Well, the Senate has given final passage to an annual military policy bill. It authorizes just over $900 billion in defense programs. Employees at the Louvre have voted to extend a strike that has disrupted operations at the world's most visited museum. It did partially open Wednesday to allow visitors to enjoy the Mona Lisa just for a few moments. This is SRN News. A giant Christian charity is receiving some huge donations.
It's becoming a Christmas tradition. Anonymous donors dropping big money into the Salvation Army kettles of bell ringers across the nation. In Barrie, Vermont, somebody popped a gold coin worth over $4,000 into a kettle outside a shopping center. In Lincoln, Nebraska, a bell ringer outside a Shields store found a gold coin worth $4,200 in his pot. More than $10,000 worth of gold has been dropping in kettles around Chicago so far this season. Michael Harrington reporting.
Chile has become the latest country in Latin America to move to the right, electing a conservative veteran politician who has long attracted comparisons to President Trump. Jose Antonio Kast has also taken a conservative stance on a number of social issues, opposing the legalization of gay marriage and advocating for a constitutional ban on abortion. This is SRN News. A possible sales suspension for Tesla in the Golden State.
California regulators are threatening to suspend Tesla's license to sell its electric cars for 30 days in California unless the automaker tones down its marketing tactics for its self-driving features after a judge concluded that the company has been misleading consumers about the technology's capabilities by using the terms autopilot and full self-driving. After the initial filing against the company in 2023, Tesla did put in new wording that the company's full self-driving package still requires supervision by a human driver. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Bidders spending top dollar for some of the final pennies to be circulated in the U.S. before the cents go out. U.S. Mint selling 232 3-cent sets for a whopping $16 million. More details, srnnews.com.